brought to you by patreon.com/inspireddisorder and inspireddisorder.com/music.
What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
My next guest needs no introduction with David Letterman, season 3. Just hit Netflix, an interview show with, of course, David Letterman, a show that I've enjoyed. I have never watched David Letterman when he had his late-night talk show. I was never really into the whole late-night talk show kind of setup. It always felt fake, and the jokes were never really that funny, and the interviews were never really that good. But after watching this, I'm a huge fan of David Letterman. I think he's one of the best interviewers. I really enjoy his interviews. I've enjoyed this series on Netflix and pretty much all of the guests he's had. This one, the four episodes are Kim Kardashian West, Robert Downey Jr., Dave Chappelle, and Lizzo. So the first episode was Kim Kardashian, which still not a fan. I don't understand. It seems like the Kardashians just seem like very empty fame. Like there's no real substance to why they're famous. They're just famous because they look attractive. And they have an attractive, I mean, they come from, the thing with OJ, her dad being a lawyer for OJ. And it was interesting, I guess, kind of hearing her story a little bit, hearing the story of when her jewelry was robbed in France and all those things. And it's like, I understand that she's a human, but as far as why so many people want to confuse her popularity with like quality or substance is beyond me. Like, I just do not understand what value she brings to society in any way. I guess that she's like actually creating companies now, which is something. She's trying to become a lawyer, but instead of going to law school, there's this other thing, which I guess is a very privileged way to become a lawyer. If you can get a bunch of pay for a bunch of lawyers to teach you, and you read a bunch of books, you can take a test to become a lawyer. That's like a different avenue than kind of the traditional way, which is more of a the avenue is pretty much the way she's doing it is you would have to be an extremely wealthy person with a lot of free time and a lot of extra money to accomplish it. And, you know, she's doing it for a good cause, you know, trying to get people out of prison who are wrongfully accused or accused or have sentencing that's unfair. Not really big ideas, but it is. And, you know, the fact that her husband is somebody who supports Trump, who is, you know, part of a political party that really loves to create laws that put people in jail. I don't know. It's a bit confusing, but I don't know. And there's this thing that wealthy people love to do, which she did a lot of times, which she likes to say that they're blessed, you know, for having the money and fame that they have, which I really have a problem with people who have money referring to themselves as being blessed, as if God bestowed upon them the magic of wealth because they are a person that deserves the wealth. Like God, it's just like, it's a very like kind of like a backhanded kind of like, it's like fake humility to say that they're blessed. It's like you produced a porn, you leaked it, right? You say it was stolen or whatever. You say this was like a horrible thing, but that really launched your career. It launched your family's career, and then you turned it into a reality show. And it is all of the things that are wrong with our culture is what made that family as rich as it is. Looks like the aesthetics of a human, the kind of, it's just like empty, like there's no substance. Like they're famous for being famous, and it's disgusting. And for somebody like that to say they're blessed, like I can understand like an athlete, somebody that puts in and dedicates their life to a craft, like maybe an artist or a mixed martial artist, or, you know, or somebody who's like invented something. like, to say that they are blessed in the opportunities that they've been given, I understand that. But, like, to say you're blessed because you're rich for being famous and you're famous for nothing is just, it's just fake humility. It's fake. There's no quality. There's no substance to it. And it's just, like, it's an interview that was interesting, but it didn't, like, change my opinion on the Kardashians. It didn't change my opinion on that whole scene of, like, that version of Hollywood that's like, we're famous just for being famous. Like, reality stars are, like, famous for just not, they're not even actors. They're not even doing something that requires very little effort. There are people that are actors that don't really have to do much. I mean, there are good artists that are actors, but there are a lot of people who act that just memorize lines and just say them very poorly. And it's she seemed the entire time, like, even in the most emotional parts, her biggest priority was to make sure her makeup wasn't getting messed up or her hair was always placed specifically, draped over her shoulder in a very specific way. And it's just like, it's like the fakest, like, people, I cannot be around people that are like that, that are just like, that are so empty inside. They have nothing to offer the world, but they're like outward appearance. And it's, I don't know. It was an interesting, good interview, followed up by the Robert Downey Jr. interview, which wasn't really in-depth. It was interesting. Robert Downey Jr., obviously, great actor, had a lot of ups and downs. They got into how maybe you can see in his previous films how maybe you'd be able to point out the times where he was struggling a lot more with his substance abuse problems. But that was just more of an up... you know, a fun interview. I enjoy it. Robert Downey Jr. just seems like a fun, more authentic person. Like, he actually creates something. Now, he may be like a Hollywood movie star guy, right? There's still a facade of fake that's in front of him, but at least he creates something. You know, like, he has a portfolio of work that he's created. You can look back and see the things throughout his life that he's made and he's been a part of and he's, like, contributed to. So I really enjoyed that episode with Robert Downey Jr. Dave Chappelle, you know, my favorite comedian, probably the person that I can listen to talk about anything. Just listening to him speak, he's the most well-spoken human, most entertaining spokesperson of humanity that I've ever heard. It's just amazing episode. This episode took place, the first two episodes were pre-COVID. Chappelle and the Lizzo episode were during the pandemic. So they did the interview at his ranch in Ohio, and Dave took him on a little tour of his town and why he loved, you know, was it spring? I forget what the name is in Ohio that he lives, but just an amazing interview. I loved it. Dave Chappelle. You want to talk about the complete opposite of humans, from Kim Kardashian to Dave Chappelle? Chappelle is somebody whose life, whose pure existence is creating, is adding value to life. And just an amazing interview. Also talking about, you know, the thing he put out on George Floyd and how David Letterman was, when the whole thing happened with George Floyd, when the police murdered George Floyd on camera in the streets, like how David was waiting for Dave Chappelle to speak. Like, he's a voice in our culture right now that he was looking to see his opinion, to see the words that he would say on the matter. And how powerful that was. Just an amazing episode. Probably my favorite, by far my favorite episode. I mean, everything Dave Chappelle does, it's my favorite thing ever. And then the last episode with Lizzo. Huge fan of Lizzo. And it's great. Just hearing her story, seeing how diverse she is with how creative she is, like how amazing she is playing the flute, and how, you know, the different parts of her and how she uses meditation to kind of add value to herself and to center herself and to you know, kind of take care of her mental well-being and just being true to who she is. Just, it was amazing. I mean, I'm a fan of Lizzo, and that was a great interview, really heartfelt, just, I don't know. I really love David Letterman's show. It's so good. Highly recommend it. It's called My Next Guest. Needs no introduction. It's on Netflix, obviously, 3 seasons in. And definitely check out the Dave Chappelle episode. It's by far the best. But I'm still not convinced. And I went back and watched the Kanye West episode. Couldn't get through it. Once he started trying to defend, not only he was like trying to defend the Me Too movement, like he's a victim, and then like starting to support Trump and trying to explain why he supports Trump. It's like, I'm over it. I like that whole family is like so delusional. Like they're so out of touch with humanity and so like full of themselves. I can't listen to it. But I love David Letterman so much, and can't wait for season 4. If you want to help support the show, head on over to patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Become a patron for only $3 a month. You get to binge the full week of the Ray Taylor Show ad-free in both video and audio versions. You get a coupon code if you want to start collecting the many faces. And you can download the raw Photoshop files for all the Photoshops I do. It's only $3 a month. You get those benefits and even more. So head on over to patreon.com/inspireddisorder and sign up now. Also, if you want to get unlimited free music streamed to all your devices, join Amazon Music Unlimited free 30-day trial when you use my link inspireddisorder.com/music. That's 60 million songs. You can cancel at any time. Like I said, stream to all your devices. Sign up now for your 30-day free trial over at inspireddisorder.com/music. New episodes come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. And follow the show on Instagram @RayTaylorShow. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!